Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka and Timothy Goh with you. It's time now to take a look at a couple of headlines that really stood out this week. And this week, it is an unfortunate one.
Indeed, it is, because we're talking about, well, racial slurs and kicking a woman in the chest.
Abuse. In fact. Yeah.
Angry people seemingly shouting at other Indian expats to go home, seen caught on video.
I mean, it's mild compared to what you see in America, the anti-Asian sentiments. But while mild, it's something you wouldn't expect to see here in Singapore.
And shouldn't be tolerated either.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree with you. But why the increase in such cases? We'll try and dive deep into that with Matthew Matthews, who is head social lab and principal research fellow at the Institute of Policy Studies at the National University of Singapore. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Good to be on this chat.
Thanks so much for helping us out with this. Police this week arresting a 30-year-old Chinese man after an Indian woman was allegedly assaulted and subject to racial slurs along Choa Chu Kang Drive. We also saw another case where this lady grilling passengers about their race on a train. I think she's been referred to as the Hua Zhong lady. I suppose to start off, Matthew, what was your initial reaction to all of this?
Yeah, you know, generally, these are very unexpected. I mean, of course, the one that which there was an assault involved, I mean, that's shocking. I mean, we don't have all the facts in the incident. Mm. But generally, overt racism doesn't happen in Singapore. I mean, this is off the charts in terms of how people would express their unhappiness about the community. Very often, it's just, you know, some kind of unkind or insensitive word. Something which leads to a more violent assault or, I mean, being explicit in raising statements in a public place. Those are quite unexpected.
In your view, Matthew, are we seeing an increase of these outbursts in public, or are we seeing them because they are now being captured on video and going viral on social media?
Well, it's hard to pinpoint exactly. I mean,
have they always been around? We just didn't know because there were no videos of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, racism has always been around, but, you know, it's in low proportions. You just look at, I mean, many of the surveys we have Singaporeans, and very few people report any kind of overt racism. Casual racism, yes, it's there, but overt, very seldom. So obviously, there are probably more situations than these. In fact, I'm sure that there'll be others which have not been captured on video, so they're around, but what I think would be, I mean, you seldom have something so overt like what we have heard recently. So, I mean, that's surprising. But, I mean, you have to look at the broader social climate. And pandemics have been known to result in more blaming. People do try to find some control over the situation. And, you know, I mean, you just look through the history of this pandemic right at the start. It was people implicated, those from China. Then after that, it was religious communities, migrant labor, expats. Now, of course, it's from those from India. So you can see the fact that, you know, people, I guess, in their need to control would then, and of course, there is heightened anxiety. In this particular instance, people were upset with the fact that the borders weren't closing fast enough to India, I mean, because of the new variant of virus. But some of the unhappiness turned from just being put at the policy, but became this unhappiness about Indians.
Right.
Yeah, you see this in other places. Yeah. I mean, whenever there's a bit more talk about the origins of a virus, there's some who would be on the street and who would act in a very, very improper way.
Yeah. Well, as a person of minority race, I have been subject to racism my whole life. I'm just going to put it out there. It does exist in Singapore. But one thing I've noticed in all my years growing up was that there was a fear in the person putting out the racist remark or racial biasness. There was a fear of the law. There was a fear of the government and how they're going to get into big trouble if they get caught. I see that fear in all these stories starting to sort of disappear. Why is that? Is it really down to just anxiety from a pandemic that would cause people to act irrationally?
Well, we don't have that many situations, so I think it's very hard to generalize. I would say that sometimes people can get emboldened. They might know that it is wrong. I mean, in fact, if you look at some of the comments after the the assault incident, and you see how some would view the situation. There were quite a number of people who were actually, applauding the perpetrator. Now, again, we don't have all the facts, but the idea that, there is applause for that. People do look at the broader social circle and they feel that maybe, there is some kind of justice that needs to be meted out. Maybe a law can't do it, but then I can and I'll be willing to do this. It emboldens certain groups of people.
So how can this be avoided then, to remind people that the society should not be tolerating any of these racist outbursts?
I'm glad in this case, and this is very much what we see in Singapore. I think whether it's government, the community comes up very quickly to stand up and say, hey, this is just not acceptable. This is not the way to do. I think it puts the precedent and kind of helps other people to fall in line to realize that it's something to be taken seriously about, not something to be just ignored. There needs to be a public reaction. People do need to stand up and say, no, these are not acts that we endorse, we hold on to Singapore. I mean, it's just really not our model. And we should take a good, clear stand about that. So I think that has a way that helps those who may have a strong racist tendencies to wake up and know that society is not on their side. And so even if they feel that, there might be groups who are sympathetic to what they do, they know that the great majority don't agree with that. And hopefully that will act as some kind of, just gives them another side of perspective.
Law and Home Affairs Minister K. Shanmugam said in Parliament that racism will become normalised if Singapore is not careful to address some dangerous racist comments. So you just talked about what the public can do. What can the law do? I mean, could it backfire if the law becomes overly strict?
I think this is something that has always been explored. I am sure that everybody has talked about, why don't we just curtail a lot of speech that goes on by netizens or statements. I don't know whether you want to, whether the law necessarily needs to curb. There's already quite a bit of legal measures there, and people have been taken to task for some of the statements they've made and some of the racist statements. But ultimately, what we do need is the community themselves to stand up and need more people to be able to, when they see such posts and when they see people implicating particular groups, to be firm and just make it very clear that this is not the way it should be done. Sure, we can debate policy and we can be upset with how maybe a government stance in a particular area is, but it shouldn't be about implicating a particular group of people.
Of course.
The Prime Minister also said he's disappointed and seriously concerned about this incident. In fact, going further to say that it goes against everything that a multiracial society stands for. Do you think, with the Prime Minister stepping into this now, it would put a stop to this disturbing trend?
I hope it does. I think basically when the Prime Minister put that statement out, I think it does help. It does help people to fall in line. I said more and more people have gone to the bandwagon and they have taken a strong stance against racism. And I think that's what you need to see, more and more people who are willing to speak up, not just be silent about it, but say, hey, this should not be the case. I think if people, do that in their small groups, in their conversation circles, in their private WhatsApp chat communication, we'll go a long way. I think we have high levels of harmony in Singapore that's been well established. People do see that this is an important core, what it means to be Singaporean. We learn how to respect people of different ethnic immigrant backgrounds.
Right.
Very important aspect is being Singaporean. And so, there's every reason why we should now take a stand. And I think the Prime Minister voicing his concerns, I think, have helped people to know that that's something that they also need to join in.
So, but would it reach the people who are acting out violently or aggressively on this, though? Because it seems like, at least from what we've seen, but from what we have seen on video, these people are, in fact, almost beyond reason if they're so angry. Mm. How do you reason with somebody like that?
I think when incidents like these happen, sometimes it is just impossible to, you have the best society and you can have the most multicultural society around, but there will always be rogue actors. There will be those who would do things which are completely out of sync with society. But really what matters is how society responds to it. If, you know, you had an incident like this and then a lot of people standing up, not caring, right?
Let's take that park incident, for example, when the man was yelling very angrily at the family. There was another woman who was sitting on the bench doing nothing, and passersby were just passing by without stopping him.
Yeah, this is what happens. I mean, if people recognize what is so important here, I mean, I think more and more will step in and more will begin to help explain and try to see what they can do to make sure that we don't go over, people recognize how important it is to keep a multiracial fabric together.
Yeah. Well, there are opposition leaders and speakers already adding support that, you know, racism is unacceptable, adding support to the current law minister, K. Shanmugam. So at least on the political front, everyone's united in that sense. Matthew, I'm curious, though. I wonder that I think while in Singapore we have a lot of paper-educated people, people are really not that educated in the sense that is it possible that people don't read the news enough? They don't follow the news enough? I mean, I've heard at least 4 or 5 conversations where people say, don't let the Indians into Singapore already. But we need these guys for the construction sector. I end up frustrating. They say, can you go and read the news and find out exactly what's going on? It is a variant from India. It is not them. You know, don't say such things. Are people educating themselves enough with regard to this pandemic? Are people just believing what they want to believe?
There's always a portion who are going to be interested in trying to educate themselves and get all the facts in. And there are others, unfortunately, who are not. I think it in changes over time, I think increasingly as people recognize what is at stake and how important it is for them to echo what is, sound and what is true. Mm-hmm. And they realize, you know, the negative effects of just spewing out untruths, I think, we'll get somewhere and people will be a bit more willing to be educated and try to find out the true facts before they just make a comment. We're not there yet. So unfortunately, I think it will take some time. And of course, when people are upset, I think we can't forget about the fact that this really has been, there's groups which are just upset about immigrants in general.
Sure.
And anything that, you know, might give them some fodder to further be upset and feel that the government should clearly clamp down and keep immigrants from our shores. I think, you know, they feel that this is, they don't have to have the facts, you know, just make it very clear if you don't want to have immigrants. Yeah.
I suppose there has to be an appreciation for everyone's own perspective of what they're going through and how they're suffering in order to sort of help with this frustration. We've been speaking with Matthew Matthews, who is the head social lab and a principal research fellow at the Institute of Policy Studies, National University of Singapore. Really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.